What's up, everybody? It's Critical. I'm going to be teaching you all about carbohydrates, what they are, and how they're used. Now, this is something I've never done before. I've never taught a lesson or anything of that nature, but recently I've been reflecting on all of my college courses and all of the useless knowledge that I have. And it's not really useless, just useless to me. I've completely lost interest in my field, which was exercise, physiology, and basically anything biology related. So I have a lot of knowledge in that area, but I know I'm never going to use it, so I kind of thought, well, maybe I could pass it on to all of you, and it might be useful to you in some way. So I decided to make this lesson about carbohydrates because there's a lot of confusion surrounding them and a lot of conflicting information regarding carbohydrates, so I figured I'd take that shit and turn it into a nicer shit. So here we go. That's my hand right there. It's held my wiener more than a few times. Now, the incredible thing about hands is I can write words with them, like carbs. So carbs are your wheat, your bread, your pasta, your rice, shit like that. That's a bowl of rice, in case you couldn't tell. I know it looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock, but I'm not the best artist, but I'm trying my best. Then you have your fat, which is things like peanut butter. Your protein, which is your meats, like chicken. This is obviously a picture of a chicken. I know it looks more like a dinosaur without arms suffering from extreme scoliosis, but trust me, it's a chicken to represent protein. And these three make up your macronutrients. And these are crucial to your survival, pussy fart. Now let's break this down a bit further. Carbs will give you 4 calories per gram, fat will give you 9 calories per gram, and protein will give you 4 calories per gram. They're not all digested the same, they're not all absorbed the same or used the same way, but we'll get into that another time. I'm going to focus on carbs for this, I just wanted to give a brief overview. Now, what is a calorie? Well, a calorie is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of water by 1 degree Celsius. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail on all this, I just wanted to briefly touch on it. So carbs are the primary source of fuel for the human body. They're the most easily used nutrient for energy. They should make up anywhere from 45 to 65% of your daily amount of calories. As clearly indicated by this drawing, it gives you some fucking energy. I know it looks more like this man's eating bread and is about to be hit by a surprise tornado, but trust me, he's eating bread and he has energy. That's what I'm trying to represent here. Now, carbs are the first thing your body uses for energy, but if you're lacking in carbs, it'll turn to fat. That will be the second thing it burns for energy, much in the same way it does for carbs. It goes through a very similar process. Now, if you don't have a lot of carbs and you don't have a lot of fat, your body will resort to using protein for energy, which it does not want to do. It is very bad at using protein for energy, and it's very dangerous to do that as well, so the body does not want to do that. Something I wanted to mention, the body only burns carbs for about 30 minutes on average before it goes, oh shit, need to save the rest of this, and starts burning fat for energy, which is why those fat-burning workout plans typically have you doing low-intensity exercise for a long period of time, like lifting a toothpick for 5,000 reps or throwing a beanbag at a wall for 68 hours, and it's also why the ketogenic diet is so successful, because they have you eating zero carbs and just have you chow down on buckets full of almonds and cleanse your palate with gasoline, so you have this high amount of fat with no carbs to burn, so the only thing your body can burn is fat, which is why people get real fucking shredded when they go on the ketogenic diet. Just wanted to explain the logic behind those two things. In the words of Julius Caesar, not all carbohydrates are the same, but they're typically going to be one of three things. A monosaccharide, like this glucose right here, a disaccharide, like this sucrose here, or a polysaccharide, like this starch I'm drawing. The body jerks these carbs off in different ways. It takes a lot less effort to digest and absorb a monosaccharide than it does a polysaccharide like bread, which is why doctors recommend that most of your carbs be complex carbohydrates, like my asshole. Let's talk about the breakdown of these bad boys. So this right here is you. It's gonna look like a methed out Pac-Man, but for all intents and purposes, it's you. And this is you eating the bread. Apparently you eat the bread by smacking yourself in the face with it. I'm sorry, I'm not a good artist. So when you're chewing the food, it's a mechanical breakdown. But an enzyme is also released called amylase, which helps break it down further. Once it goes through your mouth, it goes into your stomach, continues to break down in there, goes to your small intestine after that, where most of the breakdown is going to happen because more amylase is released. It eventually gets broken down into monosaccharides, glucose, fructose, or galactose. Once it's in this monosaccharide form, it undergoes something called glycolysis. After glycolysis comes the Krebs cycle, and the product of this is ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate. If you're taking notes on all this, remember to write this down. Fuck glycolysis and fuck the Krebs cycle. ATP's alright though, he's a pretty cool guy. Glycolysis and the Krebs cycle are just extremely complicated and it's really not worth understanding how they work. But ATP, that is the main source of energy for your body. That's what your body uses for energy. The cells love it, you love it, everyone's happy with ATP, as this drawing is clearly showing. So, adenosine triphosphate is used everywhere. It is what the cells use for energy, basically. So, you need ATP. and you just need it. Now, I bet you're wondering why I'm awake at 4 a.m. talking about adenosine triphosphate and carbohydrates. Well, it's because I love this shit. No, I'm kidding, I hate this shit. But you're probably asking yourself why you typically gain weight when you eat a lot of carbs. Well, that's because the energy you don't burn gets stored as glycogen in your liver. But once you run out of storage space there, that glycogen will get stored as fat in your cells when you run out of space in your liver. That's the point I'm trying to make, except I really fumbled the word, sorry about that. So yeah, that's basically carbohydrates in a nutshell. It's been a long time since I've gone over any of this information, so it might all be wrong. Not really sure. I don't think it is, though. I think it's accurate, but it could be. Who knows? It might be entirely wrong. But if I was an actual college professor, I wouldn't let my students leave until they said, "I hope you have a great day, Professor Steelmeat." Steelmeat's obviously not my real last name, but that's what I'd want the students to address me as well as faculty, and pretty much anyone else. I think it'd be really fun to be addressed as Professor Steelmeat. But, yeah, that's the end of today's lesson, so, see ya.